This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey, back live now. They say we're living in a pretty hot real estate market. Well, have I got a find for you. How does a historic 2,000-square-foot mid-century modern house sound? It's got beautiful floor-to-ceiling windows, sleek walnut doors, and stylish wood paneling. But the best part of this house, located in the Chicago suburb of Elgin, is its price tag. And that price is free. Yes, free. But there is a catch. A string attached, if you will, or perhaps a lot of strings. You can have the house, but you have to be able to move it, and move it by April 1st. The opportunity has generated a lot of attention online recently, like this video from TikTok, where the home was shared by the account Cheap Old Houses.
Come and get your free mid-century modern house, move it to your plot, and it's all yours. Literally free. This costs nothing. This is the ultimate cheap old mid-century modern house. Pick 100 of your best friends. Lift this sucker up. It's a mid-century modern house. You can't get this in this market. Pick it up, move it, or call DRG House Lifting. See you there. Let's save this house.
All right. This historic mid-century house will be raised if it's not moved by April. It's on the site of a new industrial development by a company called High Street Logistics. And unusually, the company said it is willing to help move the house from the site. To talk more about efforts to preserve this historic mid-century home, we're joined by Lisa DiChiara, who is Director of Advocacy for Landmarks Illinois, a statewide nonprofit dedicated to saving historic places. Lisa, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number to call is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st Show, at 21ST Show. So can you say more about this house? What makes it architecturally significant, historically significant?
Well, you know what is interesting about this house, Ryan, is that it already was confirmed by Kane County to be worthy of landmark protection. In 1996, it was designated an official Kane County landmark by their Historic Preservation Commission. That was because its architect, John Schmidtke, which is not a known architect name by any means in famous any architecture history books that any of us refer to often or learn about in college. But this is a man who was a local architect in Elgin and Kane County, and dedicated his career to the region, basically from the 1950s until the 1990s. And this was his own house. And he designed the house in the modernist international style. So Mies van der Rohe is the name that we're all familiar with, is the most famous architect of that style, but he had many followers. And John Schmidtke was one of those people. And he designed this house that, as you heard on the earlier piece, is truly a beautiful modernist home. And what happened, unfortunately, is here Kane County did the right thing by landmarking and protecting this home. But because the property has been annexed now into the city of Elgin, it lost that protection. And yeah, unfortunately, the city of Elgin decided that from their perspective, it was not worthy of protection.
I want to ask about that in a minute, though. But first, what was your reaction when you heard this was potentially going to be raised if no one could move the house?
You know, it's one of those unfortunate scenarios that we hear more often than we'd like, where often preservation solution is often said, it can only be saved if it can be moved. And moving historic structures or any structure, historic or not an easy task. It's not impossible, but we're often pitted in this situation where it's this either or. And it's very frustrating because, you know, Highgate may have had no realization that when they bought this property, that this was a house that was considered significant, but Elgin and its planning department could have evaluated this house and said, we recognize that this was already a landmark in the former municipality of its location, and we should try to find a solution. And if relocation is the only solution, then Elgin should have stepped up and said, we'll help facilitate that. And I mean, it doesn't mean that they have to put money toward it, but even by simply saying, we're planners, we can figure this out, let's either add to the opportunity for this house to be saved and say, hey, we'll coordinate with all the utility companies, or we'll expedite permits, or right. we'll find a way or a lot where it could be relocated to. That's one of the biggest complications we have here, is to where this house can be moved. So free houses in quotes, free it is not, because logistics of moving is an expensive endeavor.
And obviously that word free got our attention. It got the attention of the New York Times, people on TikTok and Instagram, but obviously it's not really free. What would it take to move a house like this, cost-wise, equipment-wise?
Yeah, speculations have been all over the place, from as high as $500,000 to $300,000. Again, it all depends on to where it can be moved. One would have to purchase another parcel somewhere. Where is that parcel? What's the distance from its current location? What's the route? The thinking is that this house could not be picked up in whole. It would have to probably be split in half and moved in two parts. Again, there is precedent for doing that, but it is not something that can be pulled off by April 1st. And even though there were discussions as early as the end of last year with the developers saying, hey, we'll give it away if someone will take it, these things usually take months and months of planning and preparation. And it's just not a solution that can be pulled off overnight.
We need to take a break in a couple of minutes, but briefly, what was the deal with losing the historic landmark designation? What's the purpose of landmark designation if simply annexing it from one local government body to another can sort of remove that?
Well, that's a very good point. And, this is not a scenario that happens every day. Annexations don't happen every day. They're not as common as they used to be in the past. But this was an area of Kane County that was unincorporated, and unincorporated land in counties are the areas that most commonly get annexed. And so you have a situation where here Kane County has its own Historic Preservation Commission, did the right thing, as did the county board, by landmarking this in the 90s. And we all understand the city of Elgin's desire for economic development and why they think a warehouse development on this site makes sense for their bottom line. But, this was not a throwaway house. Mm-hmm. And it just would have made more sense for there to have been thinking earlier on that we have a house here than another governmental body recognized, and let's understand why it was recognized, and let's also decide if there's an opportunity to save it in some way or reuse it.
Sure.
Because I don't think there was ever any discussion, could this even be incorporated in the site, even if it were to be moved right. to the periphery of the site and used as offices? I mean, there could be other solutions.
Lisa DiChiara is Director of Advocacy from Landmarks Illinois. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for that. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.